Honestly, a rotten cheese marshmallow mayo sandwich sounds pretty good to me. We got Vendettas Episode 4 coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What kind of food you hate? You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So
this song is so ridiculous.
Eat it.
I don't know if you guys have caught on yet, but clearly Pamela is the DJ for this show, and she picks every single song that we do an intro to.
She knows like all the jams, all the hot hits.
So it's a thank you, but also why sometimes. But this was a good one. This was a good relevant one for tonight, and all I have to say now is that I'm hungry.
Really?
How about you guys?
Yeah.
This was not the grossest food challenge that we've ever had to witness, so... In my opinion, they got it kind of easy tonight.
It was a marshmallow. Certainly wasn't the like, oh, clutch my pearls.
I love marshmallows. Yeah. I'm telling you. All right, we're going to get into everything. Don't you worry. We're going to talk all the disgusting food. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. We have two of our panelists, Pam and David. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, David Pungar Christopher, and Twitter, DPR Christopher. Pamela.
Also, you can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill.
Oh, good play, Pamela. Pamela, queen of puns.
Yes, thanks. Hey, you know, somebody's got to make the dad jokes. I got to carry the torch.
I got you on that one. Don't you worry. Have no fear. I got Thank the dad you. Jokes. We're going to recap the whole episode, and we also have a game that we're going to play tonight, which I came up with the name, and I already forget it because it's kind of tongue-twisting. Duo Duel Dirty. So just by the name of that, I know you're all intrigued.
Say
so you
fast.
Better... Duo Duel Dirty. So y'all better stick around for that one because it's gonna be fun. Triple D. Thank you, Tony. Thanks, the face. The face has made his appearance.
Tony.
All right, let's get into this episode. We pick up where we left off because we're never gonna see an elimination in an episode anymore. So we're all the cliffhangers. We pick up at the Inquisition.
Right.
So it's Bananas, Devin, Natalie sitting across from Cam, Kaylee, and Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia. Nobody knows how to pronounce his name.
It goes both ways.
Cam calls out Natalie or just calls out anybody and says, who wants to own up to who they voted for? And honestly, I'm terrified of Cam at this point.
Cam came in like she was in Game of Thrones going against the White Walkers. She came in with a big fur, you know, blanket wrapped around her. She's like... Who said my name?
Yes.
And she did a good job. Last week when we went over this, I thought she might have been putting a target on her back, but she did the opposite. She intimidated them. No one wanted to have her come back and be after them. So I think
her
she succeeded.
Eyes, daggers. If I was Natalie, I would probably be squirming in my chair, but I have to give it to Natalie. I think she actually handled this really well. She didn't look shaky. She didn't look nervous. She owned up to it. And she said, hey, there's a lot of reasons I voted you in. You're a really good competitor. I don't really know you. Or, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
no, you're right.
I understand that. So do you think, you know... voting in Cam would be a smart move for her.
In general, no, but I think that they decided to go with the rookies. So just saying like, I don't know, we picked the rookies, made it a sort of smoother thing. It's not like, it's not you, it's just the rookies.
Yeah.
It made it a little less personal.
Because, I mean, she has to own up to it. It's great. It's good that she does that. I give her the credit, but it is going to look bad for her because if Cam was going into that elimination, she was definitely beating Melissa, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Before we knew what the game was, at least. So I feel like, Natalie, this might not be the smartest move now that Cam knows Natalie wanted her on the chopping block. Because that's a big target. Cam scares me.
But I still like the strategy of just not telling who you're voting for. I think that's a smarter route altogether. Because then you avoid that confrontation altogether.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You stay... anonymous.
You're saying
you know?
Don't own up to it. But
right,
then do you look kind of like a chicken though? Because
No. It's strategy. It's smart. Just like the first one, you know, they all agreed to not mention who they personally voted for. So I think that way you stay neutral. You know what I mean? I think it's safer. It's a smarter route.
It's true.
Right.
That's true. That's a really good point. I think I've always just in all walks of life appreciated somebody coming forward with their opinions. But you're right,
this
actually.
It's a dirty game.
It's probably the smarter way to play the game.
It's not about integrity in this game.
It's a dirty game as well as a group decision. So they could have gotten away with we decided as a team to vote in the rookies. It just seemed like the easiest thing. So Natalie copping to it was cool, I guess.
So it sounds like, David, you would just make it a lot further in the game than I would, because that's clearly the better game move.
Yeah. Save your butt, right?
I respect both of your instincts, though. I understand the instinct to own up to it, and that is respectable at the same time when it's not necessary.
I commend your integrity. I really do. Seriously. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So the Inquisition, snap of the finger, went by super quick. Didn't really get anything accomplished, in my opinion, besides Natalie saying that she decided that she wanted to put Cam up.
Right.
And then we go to party time, which is our favorite, one of our favorite things about the challenge. Everybody getting drunk. Woo. And I actually read an article. I don't know which news source it was, so I apologize, but they did interviews with a lot of the veterans on this show.
The Washington Post?
I'm not sure.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure it was like Hollywood Nine.
CNN did a news, breaking news, hard article on the challenge. But they interviewed a lot of the vets that said during these occasions when they're going out and drinking, they're actually only limited to beer, wine, and vodka, and the bar limits how much they can drink, but they always get trashed, and they always get in a fight, and they always have drunken hookups. So how wasted can these people get off of a limited supply of beer and wine?
Just a bunch of lightweights.
Well, also, we're really going to need to check this source, because this sounds like some PR BS to me. Oh. Like, the MTV website said this. Also, part two, I don't know about you guys, but beer, wine, and vodka can still get me pretty drunk.
Yeah, it's not
like they're only allowed to drink. It's like, no gin. Gin's not on the menu. Nobody's getting drunk. Like,
no, well, wine, I mean, no wine coolers. No, like,
Zima.
Damn
Zima.
It.
Like, what? What's
like, listen, Mike's hard. That can mess you up sometimes. Yeah, hey, so don't rule that out either, okay?
I agree. Okay,
but, like,
fair enough.
They've got plenty of options there.
They do.
They've got beer, wine, and vodka.
And
like,
vodka.
There's, that's enough.
Like, that's a party.
That's kind of like my perfect bar, actually. That's
I'm
a perfect open bar. I'm down with it. I guess it was more the limited supply that this article stated in an effort to prevent these fights and stuff from happening. Like, they don't want to prevent that. They want all the juice to come out of these
drinking. Can you, like, wager it? Can you be like, I'll give up, like, my 5 beer limit for, like, 10 shots?
I guess what I'm coming around to is, dang, Camilla, yes, you can get very drunk off of wine and beer, but I feel like it takes tequila shots or rum shots to get to her level at points.
Well, they might have instituted this policy post Camilla.
Oh, you think it's the Camilla law?
The Camilla law.
Dad jokes for the win.
Yeah.
Tony, we want to see if we can pull up our live chat.
Yes.
We would love to be able to engage with our audience. We don't see you guys in there yet, so hang tight.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. Face. So hang tight. We're coming in shortly. So let's move on. Well, it was party time. Brad and Britt are not holding back.
No.
Brittany's straddling him. They're in the air. They're doing tricks. They're making out. Nicole's got game with Melissa.
Yeah.
Tons of games. So we had that little flash of partying and boozing. And then we go straight to the elimination, which is called chain reaction. Mm-hmm. So what is your opinion, your initial thoughts on this challenge?
Well, all right. I'll start off and say that first I thought Alicia got a raw deal. Mm. I think it's so dumb that she's on everyone's chopping block because of Corey.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so dumb, especially since, I don't know, it's just, that rubs me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. I feel really bad for her. She felt like, hey, Natalie's going to have my back. It's not going to be me, which obviously she didn't. I thought it was super gross when Natalie was like, I've carried her. Mm-hmm. You haven't carried her just because you're roommates. So I felt bad for her. She seemed like she was there to win it. I like Melissa. I think she's great TV. So I didn't have a huge, like, oh, I hope one of them wins. I would have liked Alicia to stick around a little longer.
Yeah.
I like her. When she
talks, agree.
Yeah.
I do really like Alicia. I think she has spunk. She brings some comedy to this. I actually like the way that she handled this. She didn't whine. She didn't cry like a baby. She got voted in. She handled it. She said, okay, like, I'll go then.
She said,
everybody doesn't like me because of Corey. I feel like she was dealt the shorthand of the stick this entire time. She didn't get a fair shot.
She
just because you're in a relationship with somebody. I mean, I get that because...
guilty by association.
It could be a pair. Like the Brittany Brad, I could understand you wanting to break them up, but Corey's gone. Can we just turn a new leaf and let Alicia be her own person and competitor? I feel like that's such a low blow.
Agreed.
Such an easy go-to for Johnny to say, well, I had a vendetta with your boyfriend who's gone, so, like, sure, you.
So lame. I thought it was so lame, especially because, as you said, Brittany and Brad are sort of playing this game as a pair. I got you, I got you. Obviously, you don't want to see your significant other sent home, but it wasn't she never had the, my boyfriend doesn't like you. She was never playing the game as Corey's significant other.
Right.
And even after that, she's like, people think I don't care because I want to go see my boyfriend. F that, I want to win money. Like, she was there to compete.
And Alicia thought Natalie was her best friend in the house. Yes. She loved Natalie. So what do you think about Natalie's move to throw her in? Because I know you're against it, which I understand. Again, it's kind of dirty. This is your girl. But at the same time, I get it from a game sense. She didn't come back. So now Natalie is in the clear.
Kaylee would have been, to me, the obvious choice. Natalie, why throw in your friend, even if she's like, she won't do anything for me? Well, she's a better competitor. If you saved her and she has your back, you know, I don't think anyone has Natalie's back. Two, Kaylee is Melissa's vendetta. Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes sense to do that. And three, Cam's scary. No one wants to go against her. And she'd win and then scare you. So I get that it was either Alicia or Kaylee. I feel like the Alicia, it's such a crap move and all trickle down bananigans. I do think Banana's like, I sent her boyfriend home. We're sending her home. Like, it's just lame. If they were playing a real game, they would have sent Melissa's vendetta in.
I agree. I do think that this was construed by Bananigans.
Absolutely.
Himself. I think that it was kind of Bananas running that game. And I agree. I think Kaylee should have been the clear choice there.
Right.
But again, at the same time, I get Natalie making the decision that she thinks she has to, and she threw in, I guess, who she was least intimidated by, and that's going to work for her in the end.
Who would you
have chosen, David?
Was anybody else surprised at how well Melissa did?
Yes. Let's get into that. So let's get into the actual elimination. They're building a chain ladder, and whoever gets to the top of the chain rings the bell, which to me, upon hearing this, it felt kind of lame, like it was going to be easy. But it looked a lot harder and frustrating, actually, and intense, especially because this was these two competitors' first time in an elimination.
Right.
So especially for them, doing something like this that they've never done before is obviously going
to
shake them off their game. But I was shocked by Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, and looking at Alicia, you know, just you would think, I don't know, just I guess I'm judging a book by its cover, but I thought for sure, like, she would do a lot better than she did, and she got up there. Melissa got up there pretty quick. That was crazy. And that's a hard challenge. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. There's a lot of strategy and upper body strength, and like that was. I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Impressed. I was surprised by how calm she was. Right. Her focus. She was fast. One thing, it won't go over. I understood her better. Melissa, I told her on Twitter today that I needed subtitles for her. I clipped a part of our last episode. I hear you now. That was a really good episode for you. I understood you loud and clear.
Well, we do have subtitles, to be fair. So.
But I didn't need them this time. I did not need them this time. So we say goodbye to Alicia. Melissa kind of killed this. It wasn't even really a competition. She just completely...
Yeah. I wasn't betting Melissa out because before she competed, she had said the thing like, people think I'm not here to compete, but like, I do MMA, I'm a kickboxer, I'm a this or that. She's quite athletic, it appears. Yeah. Also, to just learn to do a back walkover and do, I was like, okay, she's got something going on.
It shows that you can't sleep on anybody because she was kind of playing the character of, I'm a cheerleader and I'm so pretty. And everybody was just kind of underestimating her, I think. Yeah. But she, when she got in the challenge, it was all focused, like a Jenna type of competitor.
Right.
It was like you couldn't,
Jenna,
she had such
type a competitor?
Like me.
Like,
yeah. No, like Jenna Capono.
Yeah.
Challenge OG. Yeah. Where she just had such a strong poker face that you couldn't even really sense any sort of frustration from her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so now we see Melissa getting the grenade, and this and the grenade changes now. Like, okay.
Which is awesome. Well, cool.
I like this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they mixed it up. We thought it was going to be the same every week.
I like it.
Grenade did these things.
And as we saw, I think it does foreshadow a little bit what the challenge is going to be. Mm-hmm. So her three options this time are team up, so she's choosing teams. So now you know. My thought was, oh, she's going to choose the partnerships, but now we know the next challenge has to do with teams. Money hungry, which is drink a liter of cream before the challenge. And we're like,
cream.
What?
That just sounds so vague.
What
to
is
me.
This? This what is so cream? Random. Why is this happening, TJ? Who came up with this?
Right.
But now that it's a food challenge, you get it. Because could you imagine if you had to drink a liter of cream and then eat everything that they had to eat?
I don't know. It's worse that or a bowl of mayonnaise, I would be
right, but both if you were horrible. Did the cream and then a bowl of mayonnaise.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my breakfast.
Yeah.
And then the last grenade is sit out, which is you pick someone to sit out of the next challenge. But I just heard that. I was like, that's what I would probably pick.
Right. I thought that would have made sense. And she talked a good game about, like, I want to get revenge on Kaylee. Mm-hmm. So I thought that that's what she was going to do. But I think at this stage, this just goes to show that everyone's kind of playing it nice, even with your admitted vendetta. Yeah. She wasn't Everyone really is out. Yeah. And then they also mixed it up with, we were wondering last week about the gender, if it was always going to be stacked against the Troika. Mm-hmm. So it was mixed up this week so that it wouldn't be, you know, on one
gender. A genderless challenge this was. Yeah. Non-gender conforming challenge this week.
What would you have chose, Pam?
It seems like the obvious choice, again, is the sit out. Without knowing anything about go for the money, drink cream. Definitely not that one. Having no context. And picking teams without knowing, and I just thought it was a two-team thing, it's like going to be pretty even. So I think I would have picked the sitting out. But then you know you're really screwing someone. So
I thought the pick team thing was kind of weak, though. That was kind of weak.
Well, once she knew, though, that it was seven teams or eight, nine teams, it made more sense to say, hey, who would I want on my team? It was an easy way out.
I was disappointed that she picked picking teams because I wanted her to make Kaylee sit out because Kaylee's talking all this trash about her all episode. Not that Melissa's necessarily hearing this.
Right.
But this is your vendetta. All you guys do is talk crap about each other in your confessionals. This is your chance to say, I hate you. We know it. Everyone knows it. So I have the power. You're sitting out.
Right. I wanted
it's
to
like,
see something,
sit
right?
out, Kaylee. Sit out, Kaylee. But I think in the long run, picking the teams is smart because she wanted to pick the best team for herself. So, she's looking out for herself in a different way. Clearly didn't work out for her.
It's a tough choice. I was very surprised that she picked Devin and Shane.
Some of those teams are good.
Were you surprised? I like the call of Devin. And Shane's pretty smart, too.
I guess.
Actually an okay team. I think I honestly would pick Bananas. Because, not just because it's Bananas, I think he's actually proven to be good in trivia. He's done this how many times? Yeah. He's had to establish a little bit of a library of random facts
he's
at this
point.
He's
like the grandfather now in the challenge.
Exactly.
Like he should know all
So many years on the challenge, like he has to know all of these random trivia facts.
And on that, a theme that we often address is that the people that are really, really good tend to be good at almost everything. You know, the standouts, like Stupid Bananas, who wins everything, tends to win everything. Yeah. So it's like, you kind of want to go with that winner. Also, then if they're still on your team, you know, they've got all these allegiances. Yeah. So like it or not, I would have maybe picked up Bananas and then someone that you think is smart.
Yeah.
Like, I get that she picked them because she thought they were smart, but trivia is always so, it's such a...
I loved this challenge. From the fact that TJ walked out and it was all retro, like an old school game show, Food Wars. I loved trivia and food competitions are my favorite and they were mixed together.
Uh-huh.
I love this challenge.
Have you guys seen Billy Madison?
I actually...
Yeah, I mean, I have.
Don't
but
do
it's
this
been
to
a
me,
long.
David.
God, dang it, Jen. That's two strikes.
I know it, but not that well.
No, but it looked like the setup from Billy Madison when they do the little the quiz, you know, challenge thing. He's like, you're awarded no points, may God have mercy on your soul. but it looked just like that setup. I loved it. That was funny. I thought they were doing that.
Now, we interrupt this for Billy Madison portion. Yeah. Is that the movie where she's like, I actually want to say that I feel more stupid having just listened? That's how I feel right now a lot of the time.
Yes.
All right. So,
this
awesome challenge.
I love it. They start with a question, Capital Spain, which Bananas... Okay, so Bananas' team just takes control of this entire challenge. Are we surprised by this? Are we annoyed by this, most likely?
We're annoyed by this.
But I thought it was actually really cool and almost maybe giving that team too much power. So they get the first question right. Now they get to choose the food that everybody gets to eat and they can save one team. What do you think about him saving Leroy instead of Natalie?
I was very glad, personally. I mean, in a situation like that, that's a too bold of a move for someone you're in a flirtation with. Rather than an old friend. Like, everyone, that's going to make sense. If he saved her, it would almost be like eye roll groan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kind of like that. It's like, this is where my loyalty lies, which is good. I think at least
Bros.
He's... Yeah, exactly.
I think he obviously has the longer lasting friendship relationship with Leroy, but it did look like Natalie was a little taken aback. Because she doesn't really know anybody else in the game yet, so if it was her, she probably would have saved Banana's teams, because that's her only really best friend in the house.
Right, but she hasn't been doing it for 10 years.
But yeah, I definitely picked up on her face as like, oh, okay, well, I know how this stands.
Didn't you see my deep V? Backless leotard?
I dressed up for you the other night. I got nothing in return. She's from Jersey. She's not Southern. I don't know why I pulled out the Southern accent.
Jenna's wearing flannel, so she thinks she's really Southern.
I feel like I'm from
Southern.
Texas tonight. I know. I've got to stick to my roots.
Yeah. That's right.
But, all right, so let's talk about this first group that goes, because this is an absolute purge.
Purge.
And Bananas picks Rotten Cheese, which I have to say, I honestly, I feel like I could get down with this.
Really?
Like, you can rotten do that? Cheese, whatever. Cheese is kind of rotten and spoiled and anyway.
Anyway, I kind of, it's like blue cheese.
Like, exactly.
Like a hunk
of
blue cheese.
Of course, I'm not there. I'm not smelling it. I'm not eating it. But I kind of feel like I could take this challenge. And I'm not that mad. If I was that person, I'd be like, oh, rotten cheese? I'm not that mad at
Tony,
it.
Can we make this happen? Any rotten cheese? Anything left in the fridge?
I mean, I could get down with it. It made me a little hungry.
All right, let's
just
do
kidding.
This.
Honestly, my stomach growled, so I just had some popcorn just now.
All right. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't the worst thing in a food challenge we've ever seen. Nonetheless, the fact that no one but T is for Tony, who will get there, T is for Tummy, was able to do it in the time makes me think it was like a large sum of rotten cheese. Or
tonight was Tony's night.
We will give it to Tony.
Did he redeem Tony? We talk about you on this show, but did he redeem himself
this
tonight?
This might be the one time that we all agree, Tony, tonight you were a winner.
Yeah, this game
you,
really was eating.
You're real MVP tonight, Tony.
Dude was eating rotten cheese like it was his protein after
like
the gym.
He was just like
game face on, just worked out, just got my swole on, now I'm going to have my protein, need my rotten cheese. Like, he eats that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Like, if he had that focus, determination, loyalty, and follow through with his relationships that he has with eating turned cheese, he would be father of the year.
All right,
boyfriend of the year. I mean, he was steely-eyed, cold sweat. Nothing's gonna break my stride. All you girls can parade by me naked. I don't care. I'm eating my cheese.
Yeah. All right, Pam, you said it. Yeah. So we'll get to the next question of trivia. Okay. But first, it's only Tony that finishes the cheese in the amount of time. This was tailor-made for Tony. He finally found his calling after failed eliminations and failed challenges where he's finished last or always, you know, not performed to a ability or standard people might think he could be athletic enough for.
Uh-huh.
This is Tony's, this is for him. Eating is his thing. And he wipes out everybody. So now it's just Leroy's team, Banana's teams, and Tony's team. So the next question is, if you could vote, they took a poll of the worst boyfriend on the show. And it's between Nelson, I don't know why Nelson.
Why would Nelson be in there?
Poor Nelson. Like, he doesn't even deserve that.
I guess they made
it. I'd be so pissed.
Right. Why was Nelson? Don't lump Nelson in with those bad boys.
Nelson.
Yeah.
He doesn't fit the
poor Nelson
description of the other two. Nelson, Corey, and Tony. And Tony did not like this.
Well, I like he was like, you know, I'm putting I put that behind me. I've moved on. It's like, dude, that was like a few months ago, last season. Like,
right, I'm a changed man, which he says every season.
Right.
And I love the flashback to Alyssa being like, that's our business. It's like,
right.
See?
Yeah. See, everything I did was validated.
Yeah. Right.
I can cheat on TV. It's fine. We're cool now.
But he did, I gotta say, my heart broke for him because he looked so genuinely wounded. He was like, I'm not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, Tony, you just haven't gotten drunk enough yet this season. You're still that guy.
Well,
you know?
Jen, I'm pretty sure I know who you would have chosen.
Listen, it's not even about me. Right. I just think overlying, was it really going to be anybody but Tony?
What do you think?
You cheated on two different mothers at
Corey
home
would
on TV.
Also be a terrible boyfriend. In Tony's, Corey would... Would you ever trust Corey to not cheat on you or to be...
I believe that Corey would break it off before he cheated. That's just a personal opinion.
I don't
even
think it's his fault, necessarily. It's not like Tony who makes bad choices. I think Corey he's just a lover, man. He can't...
That's why I think he doesn't really... Well, we'll have to check in. I don't know where his status with Alicia lies right now.
Yeah,
no idea.
Corey and Alicia, what's going on?
Somebody says Corey is bad, but Tony is still worse.
Thank you. Yeah, Tony's not doing...
Dana4669, long one, says, I think Corey is a worse boyfriend.
Corey's not a great boy. That's what I would not
right?
want
Alexis
Corey.
Right, Alexis Nicole. He cheated on both baby mamas. Come on. That's
Tony
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Corey, it would at least be like, you know Corey's bad, right? You know Corey's a bad boyfriend. Tony'd be like, I love you. I'll never cheat on you. And then cheat. Corey'd be like,
You, like, you knew what you were girls getting into. You knew what you signed up for. Yeah. But let's get to the Malo challenge. Okay. So this is Tony versus Leroy of Marshmallows. And again, I love marshmallows. I'm like, dang, yeah, this is such a good food challenge.
So Corey and Alicia have since broke it up. And I got to say, just real quick to clarify and end this, I think Tony is worse because I think Tony is a liar. And that's what's worse than, like, Corey's just like,
okay.
Whereas I think Tony, again, nothing happened. Straight to your face, lie to you.
We moved on to marshmallows, but Pam just needed to let you know one more time against Tony. Marshmallows. Leroy went in very confident on this. He ended up having like 20 marshmallows on his plate, and when Tony stuffed them all in his mouth, like swallowed those marshmallows whole. This dude, he was ready for the fight today.
Again, Tony is. I'm giving him compliments. Wow, Tony's an eating beast. Like, I think he's found his calling. People that go into, like, hot dog eating competitions, they win, like, a lot of money.
He should give it a shot.
He should go to state fairs and stuff. Right. And it's funny. They're also, like, fit. Like, I think the world hot dog eating champion is, like, a little Asian girl with, like, a tiny, that you would think, this girl can't eat.
Really?
Like, it is, she's like Michelle from the All-Stars size. Like, she's a little girl who you're like, no way.
Bottomless
and
pit.
She eats like 800 hot dogs in 2 hours.
I got to find her name. I'm envious of her. Yeah. I wish that I could eat 800 hot dogs and not get full.
I don't understand how you eat 800 hot dogs and stay really skinny. That's what, like, this girl's teeny.
Yeah, she must have an amazing metabolism.
Right. So she has to train. She has to practice anyway. So I won't
Tony,
find her. We'll find
the
her.
Super Bowl MVP quarterback, moving on to the next challenge. Cara Maria volunteers. Interesting. She thinks she's got it. Tony has now done 2 eating challenges. She's feeling confident. And it's a bowl of mayonnaise. And she said from the get-go, as long as I don't get the bowl of mayonnaise, this is the worst.
Well, as a fitness person, I can imagine she's just dreading it for that fact alone, on top of the fact that it's
horrible. Like mayonnaise? Like calories or what? Because that's Atkins-y,
It's fat.
Right?
Mayonnaise
it's
just, are really high in
but
fat.
But if you're
like
on
really
the
bad.
Keto diet or like, is anyone on the, those things like Atkins, that's, you're just eating?
It's not good. Mayonnaise sucks.
Oh, God. Emily does the keto diet though. Emily M-Fit.
Okay.
So, we'll discuss
later.
But
I doubt she's having a bowl of mayo at a time, just throwing it down.
Emily constantly eats it out. I'm sure it's repulsive. Cara,
it's not going down easy for them. Cara looks like she's having a tiny bit of an easier time, maybe because she hasn't had as much damage on her stomach this entire challenge. Tony looks like he's throwing up in his mouth as he's eating it.
He kind of does.
Swallowing his throw up and the mayonnaise at the same time.
Right, and that's got to be like the type of challenge that we're like, dude, you better hope you win, because if you don't win, that was all for nothing, and that really sucks. He's ate like a big old bowl of mayonnaise for nothing.
A big old bowl!
She said. She's like, God, sucks. I just scarfed down a bowl. Right. So as a fitness pro, what would be your like nightmare food, and what would you
mayonnaise.
Be like, all right, okay. And what would you be like, gross, easy. But I can do it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they throw random things. Like, the last challenge we saw, like, what, eyeballs and all that kind of
stuff.
So something like that, probably.
Well, this one had, like, popcorn on the board, too. So there were some not so terrible.
To me, these were all food-based items, not exotic animals. Right. So I was fine with this. Again, and the consensus in the group chat, everyone's like, forget the mayo. I hate mayo. I would have cried to eat that. Am I crazy?
I love mayo too.
And sometimes when I'm making dip, you make like the onion dip, the spinach dip, like I'm licking the mayo a spoonful at a time on the side.
Throw a little Lipton's onion in there.
I'm kind of like, this is not that bad. I might like this. Maybe I should try it when I get home.
I don't want to eat a bowl of it, but I also think mayonnaise isn't disgusting. Like, it's not something that would repulse me the way that, you know, a sewer rat or whatever was.
The water rat last season. Exactly. Like a pig's nose with snot in it. This was not up to that level.
Right. This was food. I agree with that. This was food.
But anyway, Tony, MVP, we can't stress it enough. Team Tony, Marie, and Zach, they win. So if you watched us last week, you saw us do true or false predictions where we said, true or false, does Marie win a challenge? Not an elimination, a day-to-day challenge. So does this constitute as her winning a challenge? I mean, she didn't necessarily do anything.
Right.
But
by default, she wins.
She's on a winning team.
I think you sort of did. I don't know if our caveat is it needs to be like individually played.
We didn't really have regulations to our true or false game. But we all said false, and she proved us wrong. Marie was on a winning challenge
today.
There you go, Marie. Congratulations.
Go, Marie.
You did the damn thing.
Speaking of which, did we even get to... did we slide
Pizzagate? All right, while we're talking about Marie and food, let's go to Pizzagate. Pizzagate, I know this was the name of the episode. it kind of fell flat to me. I didn't really think Pizzagate was anything. I felt like this was way over dramatized.
Well, okay, so this is, I love Marie, but sometimes I want her to go harder. It's like she she like talks up something and then goes for it, sort of. Like, this can be proven when it's finally elimination time and her team won, and she was like, I don't want to be a part of this decision. Right. And it's like, what, Marie? Come
on. You finally have the power to do something.
You get to, you know, throw someone in. So I would like to see her go harder with her. She obviously has feelings and is committed to them, but then I think she slinks away sometimes when her butt actually gets put on the line, like Pizzagate. So it was Brad making moral judgment on her taking pizza. Right. And it's funny because Marie was like, there's so much pizza here. Like, it's not like they got one thing of pizza and they were all one sort of rationing each. It out. But I
mean, this has to last you the rest of the entire season.
But is it really necessary to take a box? Okay, if you take a box, okay, you take a box. But then to come back and get more and more, it's like, really?
No, but
like,
also, who cares?
On.
Is it necessary, I feel like, to start a fight about it? Like,
well, I see both sides. Of course, it's really silly and ridiculous. And then, but at the same time, I do understand if people haven't eaten yet, and obviously, I don't know that.
Right,
and they're probably not eating well this challenge. You know, pizza. Right. I mean, I mess with pizza any day of the week, but to be deprived of really good tasting food, and then they bring delicious pizza, and you're hoarding boxes. But I do have to say, she went on Twitter and she said that she was taking boxes for her friends that were outside and did not get the pizza yet. So she was being a homie.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how it actually went down, but that's what I say. I can see both sides. If people haven't eaten, I completely understand and I agree with Brad. But at the same time, on the flip side, it's so ridiculous and silly. Right. Like,
even know, us like just pizza. Talking about it right now is like, right, really?
Sincere. Well, Kyle, was it Kyle or Joss?
Kyle.
Was like, you two are, it's pizza. Like, this is not... right, like, it's like, who, you can get it, for, you can go get a slice for $1, like, tomorrow. You know what I mean?
I feel like the not, whole thing was just so unnecessary, yeah. though, you know?
It was just
like,
Brad's like, reaction really did it in for me. His eyes are bulging out of his head.
But that's
it's
just
about respect, and it's about character. I'm like, no, it's about pizza. Right. It's not that it's big of a deal. Pizza. But Maria kind of dirty with the move to throw pizza boxes on him while he's... engaging in things with his girl.
They were sleeping.
They were taking a nap. I'm sorry. But if I got woken up from a nap, I would be pissed too.
But what kind of, again, this is where I want her to go harder. You put closed boxes. So essentially it's like me going like,
oh no,
paper on you. Like, who cares? They're not getting pizza'd. They're not getting oiled or cheesy. It's like the prank I'm flashing back to, you know.
Could be worse. Could have the feathers put on you, you know?
Well, it could be anything put on you. It's just a box touching you.
The
your
pranks
blanket.
On the show are not what they used to be. So I think everybody needs to ease up, especially as Brad as a vet. They've had some dirty pranks in the past where they actually went hard at each other, and they took it lightly. They understood it was a game and a prank. Now it's like the tiniest thing, like a pizza box being put on me, is that's enough. I'm losing
it. I mean, that to me almost seemed like a gesture of a funny. Like, we fought about pizza. Isn't this silly? I'm going to put pizza boxes on your bed. But he just roid raged right on out of the bed and was like, hulked out. And then she made the kid comment. And then he said, you're on my list, put me on yours. And I was like, what just happened?
Price Wright in the group chat says, MTV was struggling for content this episode.
Is that, like, it's...
I agree.
Well, they could have done the elimination then, so let's keep going. So we have the Troika, we have Tony, Zach, and Marie, and they get to choose a losing team.
Okay.
So this is different. They choose a losing three people, and then within that losing team, then they pick one person. I feel like this is really hard. Somebody's just going to get
more complicated.
Somebody's just going to get thrown under the bus. And I felt bad for Sylvia in this position because she had no shot, because it's two guys against a girl, and all you can do is look out for your gender this game. Everything is like gender. You're going against the girls are going against the girls, the guys are going against the guys in elimination. So two guys on the losing team that picks one person from that team to go in elimination, Brad just goes, sorry, Sylvia. I was like, what? Sorry, Sylvia. Like, you just get to make the godlike decision that Sylvia is going in just on a drop of a hat.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was weird. Yeah. I was like, when did they okay,
and Josh just goes along with it.
I mean, he could have intervened and he could have, you know, had a different view, but I think it was more of like the intimidation factor of like, okay, Brad's a veteran, he doesn't really have any history with anyone, and I think he's just more so trying to cover his butt.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Josh played it right. He has to do what Brad wants because it's a guy and he's going to be the one Brad will go after in elimination or targets and alliances. So Sylvia's game doesn't really affect Joss's as exactly. much. So he made the right decision. It just sucks. She's the odd one out. She's the odd sex out. So she's obviously going in.
Unless we didn't see it, I thought it would have been a lot cooler to just be like, hey, guys, what do you think? Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I'm leaning towards you, David, because I don't want Jenna to vote me in when it's Girls' Day or something. But just to be like, Sylvia, sorry. Seems so cold.
Tony not just winning this game, actually executing a really good game plan because Sylvia is his vendetta. And he's getting what he wants, and he's probably going to get her out of the game.
It worked out well.
It worked out for him.
Brad is the vendetta of, well, now Marie, Tony,
yep.
and Zach, who apparently from the takes they gave us, he was like, that guy's had a midlife crisis.
And it also was sad for the girls because now it's another girls' week, even though last episode was girls' week.
That's a bummer.
So we're not seeing really any options other than Kayla saying it has to be Brittany, but it seems like the house is kind of saying yes to Brittany to pull up the Brad-Brittany duo. Do you think that she's going to be the one that gets voted
she's
in?
She's got a target on her for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'll definitely, I think, for sure be a part of the three. Just because she's so closely aligned with Brad in a way that makes sense to me more than poor Alicia once Corey's gone. And two, Brittany's also not like super allied with a lot of the girls and she's not a super strong competitor. Well, she is. I will say she is showing up this season. I've seen more from her. But so I think Brittany is a safe bet to be one of the three, but I don't know.
I think that Brittany's a good competitor of what we've seen so far. It's only her second season, and she won in an elimination last year. She came in first in one of the girls' event this year going up the rope. I mean, I think she's also fierce, and she loves Brad, and she's going to fight to get back in the house to be with Brad.
She'll put up a fight for sure.
I feel like Kayla's politics of saying, well, Brittany's really bad. She's not good. So let's just get her out of the house. I feel like it's just Kayla disliking Brittany is really the politics she's trying to play there.
Oh, totally. Like, absolutely. Who else do you think will be?
Well, the best part about that is Kayla's trashing Brittany, and then Brittany walks in.
Oh, God.
And Brittany was actually really nice. And she's saying, I know this is my guy, my challenge boyfriend, but I don't agree with his decision. And now that kind of puts Sylvia in a pickle because Brittany played that really nicely.
Do you think that was on purpose?
It seemed genuine.
I feel like it was strategy.
But it's not up to Sylvia. So it's not true. She's got no power to choose Brittany or not unless there's just behind the scenes thing. But I think she really did because to the audience, she said in confessional, I didn't think that was cool. Like she was saying, I do think it was sincere because also Sylvia's not in the troika. She can't pick who unless they ask her, who do you want to go against? So but I don't think Tony. They care enough about Sylvia to ask her who she wants.
It's hard because everybody else, you have maybe Jemmy, Marie. Who's a vet, Kara, who's a vet, Veronica, who's a vet. You have Kayla, who people don't like, so I feel like she might get thrown in.
Yeah, who do we think?
Because Marie, I'm not sure, you know.
No, Marie and her, I think, are friends. Cool. I can't tell yet who's friends with who.
I feel like
but Tony,
Kaylee is a good one to throw in there because we have not seen her do a single thing yet athletically. Like, she's nice. She gets along with everybody, but she's a rookie. See what she's got.
That makes
I think
sense.
That she should probably go in.
So does, Brittany, Kayleigh, let's take our bets for Brittany, Kayleigh. I don't think Cam again, even though she's
maybe Kara, because Maria doesn't like Kara, but I doubt that they're going to get that crazy already and throw someone in. Maybe
Tony doesn't either, but it's like,
right, they
against
don't like
Sylvia,
Kara.
Do they really
yeah,
think
that's
then
true.
They've,
Kara's coming back.
Yeah, no offense on Sylvia, because, again, she did well in the hashtag.
I don't know, I guess we'll have to see who they pick. Wait, we'll leave it up to the troika.
Brittany, Kayleigh, let's do a third guess just for...
I really don't know. I honestly am going to leave it up to them. I'm gassed out.
I agree with that. I agree with
that. Yeah. What do you guys think? Oh, Melissa? They're saying they think it's Melissa?
No,
don't know. We see a lot of Melissa next episode. Oh, I don't know.
Could be.
Question mark. We'll see. But please, Tweeter us. I want to see what you guys
Tweeter
think.
Tweeter us. All right.
Tweeter
so that
us.
Was...
No cheating spoilers, though, from anyone that... Give spoilers.
Bria Carter.
Yeah.
At Bria Carter. We see you. Just kidding. You give us valuable information. Yes. We appreciate you. All right. So that was the recap of episode 4, Pizzagate. Mm. But we do have a game, as we mentioned. Duo Duel Dirty. Okay. Whoa. So this is essentially our challenge version of Mary F. Kill.
Okay.
So you know how this game works. So for duo, we're going to go who you would like to be in an alliance with.
Okay.
Partner up with, work with on the challenge. Who's your duo? Duel is who you want to send home.
Okay.
Get in elimination, send their ass home. Dirty is you know what it is. Who do you want to get the dirty on with? Who's getting dirty?
Okay. That kind of dirty.
So this is non-gender conforming either. Okay. So everyone's getting every question.
Got it.
All right. First heat. Nelson, Tony, and Corey, which actually was not supposed to be the poll. I came up with this before I even saw the episode. So this is really funny. So Nelson, Tony, Corey, duo, duel, or dirty? Who you doing the dirty with? Who you teaming up with? Who you sending home?
Okay.
One more time. Wait, Nelson, Tony, Corey. Three? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not doing the dirty with either.
You have to pick.
You have to pick one.
You have to. Don't be a...
You can say... We'll just...
This is 2018.
Who do you think is the most handsome? We'll play it that way.
Look at mine. Hypothetical. Come on.
Come on.
Tony, all right,
well, fine. Since you guys are brainstorming, I will go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so obviously doing the dirty with Corey because he's the best looking there.
Okay.
Okay, this one's pretty easy for me. It's hard because Nelson is pretty good, but he also doesn't really have, like, the politics or the brains he's in the game. Yeah. So he's not the best to duo up with, but neither is Tony. And I'm sending Tony's ass home because he cheats on his wifey. So I'm going dirty Corey, duel Tony, duo up with Nelson, even though it's probably
right
not
there
super
with
smart.
Sames.
All right, David, we need our guy opinion.
I would think,
your guard.
So Nelson, Corey, and Tony, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Man, well, we know Corey chokes, so that kind of sucks. So I think as far as performance, I would probably go with Nelson. So I would team up with him.
Okay.
I would send Corey home. So then I guess that leaves Tony.
Okay. Your home record.
Tony. Well, we know he can take a lot down. So, you know, sorry.
David is Tony's next home record.
Well, I'm saying because as we saw tonight, sometimes Tony can just pull ish out of nowhere. You know what
I mean? So maybe Tony cheats on his girlfriend again, and it's with a dude this time. All right. Now we're going first girls heat. Brittany, Cara, and Kayla.
Oh, okay.
Dirty duel duo.
That's tough.
Wait,
man. That's
Brittany, Cara, and Kayla.
Ugh. Pam, I want to hear from you first. Just let it out, sis. Don't think about it too much. Just say it.
Okay. Duo with Brittany, I guess. Because there's no real... Because duel for sure with Kayla. And dirty with Cara. You know, I love Cara. She is so cute. I love her. She reminds me of Star from The Lost Boys.
She is gorgeous.
I agree. She's so pretty. Again, the V-neck leotard trend, I guess it's cool. Not for her. Even she's a beautiful girl. Like, it's not
sold for $12.99 at Forever 21.
Yeah, it's like hard to not look great, and that's doing it for her. It's like, okay, anyway.
This is easier now for you to dirty with, so I'll give it to you again. Brittany, Cara, Kayla.
Cara for sure for the team because she's a badass. We got the fitness thing going on, and I know she performs awesome. So definitely
Cara,
team
duo.
Up with her.
Okay.
This one's tough.
So you're getting rid of either Brittany or Kayla or doing the dirty with one of them. Oh, this is hard for David. Look at him. He cannot make
a
decision here.
That is tough.
Can you choose both? He wants to dirty both of them.
He's blushing a little. I didn't know you were so shy about these things. Look at
With all due respect to both women.
well played.
I have not seen much out of Brittany, so I say I would send Brittany home.
Okay.
What's up,
Kayla?
Dirty Kayla.
I also have the same as you, Kayla. Sup. Sup, girl.
Really?
I have Dirty with Kayla, Duo with Cara. Come on, Pam. How are you not going to duo with Cara?
She's
going to bring your ass to a final. She is strong. She is good. And the only reason I have Brittany, she's kind of newer. Haven't seen much from her. Seems like Brad is doing enough of the dirtying. So I'm good with that one. That is my take on that. Now,
sup, Kayla. Sup, Kayla.
We have Bananas, Zach, and Devin.
Oh,
Bananas,
God.
Zach. Another boy
one.
This is your quiz?
One.
Okay, go ahead. Start it up.
Good God, loath as I am to admit it, dirty with Zach. I don't like the guy, but he is hot. Every time I don't care for him on any level. But I'm always like, he is hot. I wish he wasn't so hot because he sucks.
He really is. Like I'm not a work of art.
He's really good looking. So dirty with Zach. Duel Bananas. You're out of here, Bananas. Get the HE double hockey sticks out of here.
Seriously,
just
Pam?
So I can see
Pam is playing this with her heart, not her mind. Me and Dave are like, what are you doing?
And duo with Devin. Devin's smart.
He is good.
I'd like to be a teamer. Duel, what? I get to send him home. He's not coming back. Bye, bye, bananas.
No, you make a good point.
Boy, bye.
It's not like he's coming back to threaten your game plan. All right, David. Yeah. Boy version.
Okay, again, this is logically, Banana is a given. I'm going to team up with that dude because, I don't even have to say why. Yep. So Bananas for sure. I'm sending Zach home. Devin.
Why do you have the same ones as me?
Really?
You I have the same
strategy.
I love Devin.
Over Zach?
Yes, because I can't get past Zach's personality and the way he treated Jenna, the way he has a boyfriend.
I
get it, dirty, but I like to dirty with somebody who I like on a personal level as well.
Well, I think
and I
Devin's
love Devin. He's
player.
Hilarious. So I'm dirtying Devin only because I would duo with Devin because I think he's good at politics. He's very smart.
Right.
But I'm going with Bananas because how can you go with anybody other than Bananas to duo with? But that makes it hard though because if you ally with him, he could turn his back on you.
He probably would.
Like he did Sarah dirty, so he's a tricky one that Ron Bananas.
But at least you'll get far though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least you'll get far and then he'll screw you over, right. But at least you got far.
But at that point, you know it's coming. You know
yeah,
I mean?
So
prepared.
I'm dirtying
someone's
Devin.
Dirty Bananas. You guys, he's, I
Dirty Bananas.
Ooh,
I like
dirty someone's bananas. Dirty Bananas.
You do dirty with
dirty
bananas.
Bananas.
All right, so I'm dirtying
Devin. Bro, pick Zach. I agree. Come on. Like, let's all be honest.
No,
without
I can't
emotions,
get past him saying that women were made from a rib of man. I can't
atrocious.
Get. I'm not dirtying with you, sir.
My voting is strictly strategic. I think Devin's just a much more calculated player than him. That's
all right.
Why
we only have 2 minutes left, so we got to do this quick.
Okay.
Let's do a celebrity shot round.
Okay.
Jenna, Laurel, and Nani.
Wait, what?
Celeb shot round. So these are people that are OGs at the challenge, but they're not on this season. So who are you duo and dirty?
Sorry.
Jenna, Capono, Laurel, and Nani.
Oh, okay.
David, you got it?
I'm trying to remember.
And who's the other one?
Laurel, Jenna, and Nani.
Okay, I've got mine, and it's,
Price Right says dirty Laurel. Every time.
Oh, I'm dirtying Nani. Sup, Nani, for sure. The girl's my type. If I had to go, I love
Nani.
Nani's
yeah.
I think Nani's
Jimmy?
Super hot. No.
No, I said
Jenna. I'm going to duo with
okay.
I'm going to duo with Jenna because if she can make Kayla likable, she can make anyone likable. And for no reason other than that I want to dirty Nani and partner with Jenna, I'm going to send home Laurel
because she's a
who
beast.
I love, but, you know, she's just, I'm not going to dirty or duel with her.
Interesting. So, okay, David, you got yours?
Yeah.
I'll go last. Go, Jen.
Okay. The duo is tricky because you want to be in a partnership with this person, but you also don't know if you want them in the game to
mm-hmm.
compete against them. So that's where this one is hard
mm-hmm.
because I'm in between Laurel and Jenna, who are both beasts and amazing competitors, but I think I'm going to duo with Laurel because she is such a beast and she will carry you up the mountain
mm-hmm.
even if you are 7 feet tall and 300 pounds like Zach.
Like Zach, yeah.
She is a beast. I'm going to partner with her. We're going to make a good team. She's going to carry me to a final. So Laurel, and this is so hard too because Nani and Jenna are both so gorgeous. It's so hard. I think I'm going to go with...
Nani's saucier, though.
I'm going to go with Jenna to dirty because I don't think I can handle Nani.
Okay.
And that's all.
I think Nani went in Vegas. Didn't she swing with someone? I
think
like she
did with Heather, But we're wrapping up. Okay, time to wrap. So, David, if you could do speed round on yours.
You got Jenna, Laurel,
I agree. I'm probably the same as Jenna. I'd agree with you 100%.
We're on the same page here.
Yeah, I agree.
Same. Very interesting. We should be in an alliance.
Why don't you guys just
strategy?
All right, guys. Well, it looks like
someone or something.
Want to go on a group date sometime? Want to go on a group date? Can we go on a group date with Devin? With Devin, Jenna, and who else? Kayla. Sup.
What's up,
guys?
Nani, Kara, I got you, girl.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. Hope you enjoyed the game. We're seeing a whole different, so many spectrum of answers here, which is good. Everybody's got their own opinion. Thank you for joining us once again. This was episode 4 of Vendettas on our Challenge MTV AfterBuzz After Show. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
My name is Pamela Gross. Jill. You can find that all over Instagram, Twitter. Thank you to Tony up there in that booth in the sky.
I'm right here.
Love you, Tony.
Hey. Our Tony,
thank
not
you.
Tony.
I am David, not Gross, Christopher. And you can find me at Instagram, David Pomegranate Christopher, Twitter, DPR Christopher. Thank you guys for watching.
Let's see if we can come up with another game for next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. So I need
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.